It's one of the biggest counties in eastern North Carolina. With more than 170,000 people living in Pitt County, it's no wonder accidents are a daily concern, especially in Greenville. But according to a AAA Carolinas report released earlier this month, Pitt County tops the list as the most dangerous county in the state for being involved in a vehicle collision, a title it's held for the past 6 years. This would be anything from fender benders to major crashes. Additionally, Pitt ranks second for the best chance of being in an injurious crash. So why does Pitt County rank so high for collisions? This week, I asked AAA Carolina's traffic safety manager, Steve Phillips, why.
It has to do with your infrastructure and the amount of people that travel through your area. As you know, Pitt County has ECU, so you have a lot of people from different areas coming to that area, basically as a transplant or somebody who's just temporarily there. And what they're not doing is they're not understanding the infrastructure of the roads, and they're probably coming from bigger cities or they're coming from even more rural areas. And when they're all converging in one area, that is making for a deadly combination.
Unfamiliarity with the roads may be one reason, but Phillips says speeding is the major cause of traffic accidents in Pitt County.
What we typically see, especially for the age group that's probably there with the two colleges there, speeding is usually the number one problem, along with not wearing a seatbelt and also alcohol.
Many of the injurious wrecks in Pitt County are also a result of speeding.
What we found is where you have a lot of rural driving, where you have roads with no shoulders or low shoulders, you have not a lot of room for mistakes. Speeding then becomes even more of a factor.
A whopping 4,500 wrecks occurred in Pitt County last year, but most of them inside city limits. Highway Patrol Trooper Doug Coley.
We have a lot of traffic in this area. East Carolina University brings in a lot of students, Pitt Community College. We've got five big high schools in this area, so we have a lot of young drivers. They have a lot of wrecks within the city limits.
Vehicle miles traveled is an estimate of the amount of vehicle travel in a geographical area. According to the AAA Carolinas report, Pitt County averages 318 crashes per 100 million vehicle miles traveled. That's compared to New Hanover County, ranked second, with 293 crashes per 100 vehicle miles traveled. Both counties have universities with young, inexperienced drivers that contribute to the high rate of vehicle collisions. But Pitt County's collision rate is high compared to New Hanover County, which has 40,000 more people. East Carolina University started their fall semester this Tuesday, so there's a new influx of motorists in Greenville.
You can tell a big difference when the students are here as compared to when they're not, as far as the amount of traffic that we're having.
In an effort to minimize vehicle traffic around campus, Public Information Officer for ECU Police Department, Lieutenant Chris Sutton, says the university has become more pedestrian-friendly, with more students riding bikes, skateboards, or walking.
That has helped reduce some of the issues that we've seen. Now there's still traffic on the roadways adjacent to our campus, and our officers run traffic surveys as well as use radar to help with speed suppression and enforcement activity. We also, during the semester, set up traffic checkpoints to help with either education or enforcement.
Lieutenant Sutton says they also provide traffic safety tips to students through their dorm programs or on social media. ECU police have a radar speed trailer that can be placed in areas where motorists routinely exceed the speed limit. While speeding is the number one reason for vehicle collisions in the county, backing into another vehicle or a fixed object is the main reason for reported collisions on campus. Since January, a total of 81 accidents have been reported. Of those, 50 were in parking lots. Lieutenant Sutton attributes the low rate of major accidents on campus to an increase in foot traffic. But even that presents some safety concerns.
Sometimes they stay inside the crosswalks and sometimes they don't. And so you can't take for granted that just because there's not an area where there's a crosswalk that someone's not going to come walk across the street to come onto campus or to leave campus. And so it's important that you're patient, you take your time, you drive defensively, and that you're very aware of your surroundings.
While Greenville certainly has greater numbers of inexperienced drivers, accidents can happen to anyone. State Trooper Doug Coley says distracted drivers, young or old, present a danger to themselves and to other motorists.
His normal reaction time is 3/4 of a second. If somebody's looking away from the roadway, you know, that's that's going to increase your chances of having a collision. Anything that takes your eyes off the roadway, it's important for you to be aware of what's going on. Stay off the phone. Remember not to text and drive.
While Pitt County is ranked number one for the most dangerous county for wrecks, Terrell County came in at number two as the county with the best chance of being in an injurious crash. Pamlico County ranked number two as the most dangerous county for motorcycles being involved in a fatal crash. To view the AAA Carolinas report, go to publicradioeast.org.